perhaps we go back before we go forward, is the whole day was spent waiting for the other shoe to drop with the MRO to do his business with Tom Lynch, who has been fined $750 for misconduct against Dougal Howard. So it wasn't a classifiable offence, so it didn't go into the table. It's dealt with through the misdemeanour of misconduct. So Tom Lynch, who has a habit of racking these up, is fined again and free to play.
Really disappointing, isn't it? I mean, for a player who came into that game, there was a bit of a connection issue with the Tigers a week before. He comes in and just smashes the game to pieces. I thought, even with the goal kicking, I thought he was best on the ground. I just thought that his dominance in
the
game...
He was the most influential, wasn't he?
Oh, his dominance was incredible.
And he kicked the goals early. The ones that he made were big early, weren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, I thought he was the one who made the statement. But then he made a statement later in the game, which is just totally unwarranted, totally unnecessary.
Inexplicable, really.
And you just sit there and go, why? I mean, pointless. Why are you doing this? And sometimes you sort of say, okay, a little bit of a brain fade, but not when it's the second, third, fourth, fifth time that it's happened to the same player.
It was a very, very strange decision to do what he did. That for these big key forwards, and he does play with such physical presence, and we've seen so many of these players over the years, and when they play on the line, sometimes it crosses over. This was not one of those moments. This was not a moment to impose his physical presence. It was snide, and it was pointless. It had no effect on St Kilda. It had no effect on Dougal Howard. It just reflects really...
He was monstering him anyway.
Yeah,
what's the point?
So I don't buy this argument of, the big
play
key forward...
And
playing close to the edge and imposing yourself in a physical presence. This is not that. What he did plenty of that in the game, and he was probably best on ground. But that moment, I describe it as snide.
Well, so we debated on crunch time. When and why did Richmond become so unlikable in the way that they play? It wasn't like that in 2017 when I think they carried the sentiment of the football world. It wasn't like that last year when they carried the admiration of the football world. It's a fallacy to say this is how they played. It had not been a marker of the way that their rise... Not from my memory.
It's a shift. It's a definite shift, which is
a deliberate shift, do you think, or just one that's sort of evolved by circumstances?
That's the key question. Yeah, I'm not too sure, but
they went through all the injuries.
Not that they would care less, because they're winning and they're still a formidable force, but they've lost their charm. The Tigers.
Their supporters care. Their supporters want to be loved and successful. You don't get to you don't get to be that if your team plays like that. You just get to be successful.
Mm.
Is there a little part, and I'm trying to explain this the right way, is there a little bit of part that they now almost believe it's their divine right to be there? That's my take.
That's what it feels like.
That's what it's my take on it, because a couple of times that they've been challenged on the ground, Port Adelaide over at Adelaide Oval, and last week, it was almost, how dare you?
Yes.
How dare you take it up to us? And the reaction come back the other way. But in both games, where there was 50-metre penalties over in Adelaide Oval as well, so it's crept in over a period of time that they just play with this angst.
There's also a couple, and it's hard, sometimes it's hard from afar to tell this, but I was talking to someone about it today. They push the line on the 50s as well, don't they? Like, even with, free kicks paid, and they don't necessarily... They just, keep playing a little bit. So I think they're pushing the line in all sorts of ways at the moment.
Yeah, I would think that that's absolutely fair. I think they'd be a hard team to umpire at the moment. You think about all the little incidents that you're involved in, including what you just said then, Hutto. I think they'd be a really difficult team to umpire.
They got surprising latitude from the umpires last night. Like, Bolter clearly should have had a 50 paid against him for bowling a player over who had his back turned, and there was another one involving Cochin, which was it was just an interesting dynamic. Your instinct would have been, they'll be trigger happy. And Richmond have earned that lot, and yet it was the opposite. They were actually indulged to quite a degree last night.
And yet, from a playing point of view, they would have got a fair bit, even though they weren't perfect. You know, there was a few things, and Damien Hardwick was quite open about that post match, wasn't he? That there was quite a few things that they didn't get right, but
they left the door ajar a little bit, didn't they? St Kilda, who never really felt like they had the weapons to really push them. But they did have some chances that the Tigers, it wasn't at their absolute best, but it was still a bit of a rumble, wasn't it? There were moments and shades of
enough to make Port Adelaide if they weren't sure before. No, it's going to take a hell of a win next week get there.
You'd be nervous. You'd be very, very nervous. I mean, they got it done against them last time, but, yeah, it's a completely different look at it this time. I think the other thing that's really helped them as well is I thought that the connection thing that I was speaking about, where I don't think that their small forwards have played anywhere near as well this year as what they've done in past years and not in as good a form. But the fact now that with Prestia coming back and what they've been able to do, to have Bolton and Edwards be able to push forward more and the class that they bring to it.
Bolton was amazing.
Really, he was brilliant.
Yeah.
What an emergence he's become.